is the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together to your word. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, Lord, that we may be able to receive it and put it, Lord, to work in our life. They may be effective, they may produce the result that you send it for, and we know, Lord, that there is enough power in it to produce anything that it promises. Lord, we have to line up ourselves with it and open our heart to receive it. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're going to do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We have been looking at how to become overcomers, essentially. How to be able to, in the situation that we are now, in the situation in the last days, started when Jesus went up, but, you know, now it becomes more critical. Now it becomes more important that we line up, because the world is doing, the Lord is doing things, accelerating. Things are changing. We have to understand. And we saw before, one of the first enemy thing, trick that he does to us, you know, is to intimidate us. Is to bring, make us fear, make us look at the wrong thing, distract us from the things. And that fear is really something that interacts or reduces our ability to stand firm, okay, not to be moved. Okay. We talked about that. Keep reviewing these things because they're important, especially today, in which I'm going to just see how not to get defeated. Okay. God's plan is not a 1-2-3 type of formula. It's understanding all the components, all the elements that we had to consider, because there are different aspects that we had to deal with within ourselves. And we had to understand what they are. Okay. Now, you know, we had to keep faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. If you have fear, your faith is not working, because you are giving in to that emotions that make you expect. Essentially, fear is nothing else, expectation that something is not going to work, something is going to come against you. Something is going to affect you in a negative way. And God is really not, that's not what God's doing. Okay. John 10:10, you know, the thief comes to steal and destroy. You know, Jesus came to give his life more abundantly. Okay, so that's the things we had to remember. So the things that are coming against us, even the fear, you know, the fear of what? You see, when we have fear, we generally visualize something that is not working. And we had to stop that. We had the ability to stop that and change that image, that thought, that idea into something that is us to line up with the Word of God so that we can receive from it. Okay. So today, okay, we are going to look at the spiritual position that we had to take to overcome the attacks of the enemy. Because he's going to try, he's going to tempt us, he's going to do everything he can to distract us and to make us move us away from the Word and in what the circumstances he creates around us and in us with the wrong thinking that he suggests, okay, are going to be generated. So the first thing is the, our spiritual position that we had to take inside. See, we don't fight physically the enemy. We have to do it spiritually, inside ourselves, within ourselves. Okay, and we had to learn that if we do it the other way, if we do it physically, what you end up is getting depleted because we get tired. He doesn't, because he's a spirit. And the way you deal with God, you know, those who worship God, those worship him in spirit and in truth, goes on this with the devil, you should deal in spirit and in truth too, because that's the area in which he's attacking us. Now, let me continue here. In James chapter 4, verse 7 says, you know, what the things are the way they are. It says, therefore, submit to God, number one. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay? So you don't fight, you resist the devil. Okay? What you do, you resist it inside yourself, in your position, inner position, position of your heart. Okay? And so, you know, don't use one of the major silly mistakes that people do in that thing. They start using psychological tricks to work. Sorry, this is not a psychological fight. There is a psychological component, but you have to use the principles that are spiritual principles that are in the Bible, not ideas coming from men. But today there is so much mixing of psychological things with Christianity, and I really think that's the way to make the world of no effect, because they make theory of man mixed with theory of with the truth, things that come from God. One has to be careful, and there is plenty of stuff like that today in Christianity. We have to understand that. Okay, now, you know, the first things you have to do is nothing mental. You have to submit to God. Now, just that word turned off people today, because they don't want to submit to anybody. People are, you know, there's a spirit of pride, a spirit that I can do it myself, and that's not going to get you anywhere with God. Okay? Submitting to God, what does it mean? You know, it doesn't mean, you know, submission to God doesn't make you feel like a worm. Do I have to repeat that again? You know, doesn't make you feel bad. You can make you feel less than what you are. Okay, it's the opposite. Submission to God is really nothing else than believe what the Word says instead of what you think, instead of what everybody else thinks. That is what is submission to God. Submit your thought, your judgment to God's thoughts and judgment. Okay. That is when you essentially want and are open to line yourself up with God. And it's not that you submit to God in an abstract way. What you submit to God is you submit to what the Word says. You cannot submit to God theoretically in the abstract without any specific thing. You have to submit to what the Word says in the areas that the Word speaks about your situation. Are you following me? See, you don't submit to God, whatever. No, God to you is the Word. The Word and God are one. He made the Word above his name. That should be something that we have to consider. See, that's the contact point that we have with God. And the area that you'll always use, okay, to minister to us, in which we connect with him. Anything that we relate to God has to be connected to the Word. But not just to the Word, the way we want to interpret it is what he meant in the Word when he spoke it. So we have to have the proper understanding, and for that, we need the Holy Spirit, not just doctrines of men. When we have the Holy Spirit, he deals with us according to his Word. He deals with us to reveal the Word to us. He deals with us so that the Word will be manifested in our life. Are you still with me? So, you know, we should take the position. Read, you know, sometimes I feel that people take scripture and memorize scriptures, and they don't connect with the scriptures, like, you know, something far away. No, the scriptures as a revelation of the spiritual reality in which we are in. And we should take the word seriously, because in the word there is all the power that God has. That's the way we receive anything. That's what produces in us faith. And faith is believing the word. Believe what he said. Praise the Lord. You see, in Psalm 107, verse 20, says a critical scripture, you know, and we often we hear it, we understand, we believe it, we know we can even quote it, but we don't bring it to the conclusion of it. It says there, okay, that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distractions. So you see, that's the way God works with you and with me. He sent his word. He has given us his word, and we are so blessed that we have all the word of God condensed in the Bible. Okay, the word of God, the Bible is the word of God. I know lots of theologians don't agree with that, but they don't understand anything because they are going through their mind, their intellect, their reasoning, instead of going with the word of God, what the word of God says. Okay, now we have to understand that and we have to respond to that. See, how does he heal us and deliver us from our destruction? He sent his word. And he's not going to do anything else. See, we want him to do other things when he has done everything that needed to be done. He sent his word. Everything is encapsulated, is organized, is demonstrated, is explained, is given to us all the things that we need already. But we had to realize that. And when we have needs, when we had problems, when we had difficulties, we had to go to the word. We have to go to the word with an open heart and an open mind to be able to hear what the word says. To allow the Holy Spirit to bring it up to us, bring it to our remembrance, so that we know exactly what the situation is and where we have to stand. Are you with me yet? See, that's the first things we have to do. Go to the word. It has everything. It's not a question of being there, you know, making, you know, ceremonies. It's not ceremonies. It's spiritual reality that we have to get in. And the word is word, they are spirit and they are life. Okay, that's what we had to, when we start realizing, if you take those two, three scriptures I already quoted to you, and you believe them. See, that's the thing. We actually often believe things only on a superficial level. You have to go deep so that those things are really, yes. See, that's what means to be submitted to God. You don't submit to God, say, I'm submitting to God, I'm flagellating myself, and do like the thing, all the external thing. That's nothing to do. That doesn't do you anything. That actually put you into bondage. What you have to do is spiritually submit yourself to God. I mean, accept his direction. And the direction comes from his word, is what he sent to set us free. John 8:31-32. Stay in my word stay in you. You shall know the truth. What happens? You are set free. Why? Because the word has the power to break any bondage. Now, me continue here. Okay. So we just started, okay, to deal with these things. To deal with, you know, follow the logic I'm following. You know, I'm just putting together scriptures one after the other, like in, you know, picture. You know, we show the parts that have to be there on the spiritual level are included. Okay, so you start submitting the Lord, okay? And then, you know, the second thing you have to do, okay, and you submit the Lord to the Word, and the Word is critical for that, and then you resist the devil. Now, that is really something that we have to understand. That's how we overcome. You can know the Word, you can quote the Word, you can do everything with it. But if you don't resist the attacks or the thoughts or the ideas that he passes on to you, you're going to be deceived, and you're going to do again, end up doing the wrong thing and receiving nothing. You're just receiving what he wants to create in you. Okay? Now, so we had to look at that. Resist the devil to overcome. See, to resist the devil, okay, you must know something. If you don't know what you need to know, then you're not going to be able to resist. Okay, you had to know what? You had to know what you have. As a believer. See, as a non-believer, you can resist no devil. The devil has power over you because Adam capitulated his authority and gave it to him. So as a son of Adam, or a descendant of Adam, the devil, as you wonder. So you can win. He can give you all the ideas, and you cannot say, wait a minute, you know, no. You know, there is, some people can do it, but it's an exception, it's not the rule. But as a son of God, as a born-again believer, you are not connected with Adam. You are not anymore. You see, what Jesus did when he died for you and paid for your sin, he broke the contract that was established between Adam and the devil. And so you are in a new, completely new situation in which the devil has no authority over you, and you can say no, and he can say nothing about it. Now, he's not going to give up easy. See, he knows the only thing he had to do is to deceive you. The same way as did it with Adam at the beginning and Eve. How did he do? He was there, he put seed of unbelief in them. See, did God say? Or say, you know, look at your symptoms. Or look at your situation, look at your bank account, look at your relationship and put you down. Look at the mistake you made yesterday. Oh, you got mad at the person who was cutting you off. And accuse you, that's why he's the accuser of the brethren. That's what Satan means. So he's working that way with everybody. The thing is, we should know the wiles, you should know the tricks, his tricks and his things, and we should know how to defend ourselves, and this is the way you defend yourself, what I'm talking about right now. First of all, don't let him intimidate you, because he's a bully and tries to do that. That produces fear, and then put him in a position of advantage, even if you are a believer, because then you are focused on the fear. Instead of being focused on the Word, it distracts you. Now, instead, you are submitted to the Word, okay? Now you resist the devil. And you have to understand how to do it. How you do that? You know, you must know and believe what you have in Christ today, what Jesus has done for you, your position in Christ. But no, it's not just mental knowledge. It's not that you learn a few scriptures. The word know there in the Bible when it talks about it is talking about The word ginosko, it actually means experiential knowledge. Actually, you know what you have in Christ because you know that it's there and you are fully persuaded and you are actually experiencing on a physical level. So that position, okay, is actually a position of faith. This is what faith is all about. You know your place you are. You know the position you are. And you hold fast to that position. You don't let his ideas, his distractions, his different things that he tries to pull up, tricks that put on you, affect you. You just say, no. You just take the position. Yes. And you know, doesn't stop there. That's the beginning. Are you still with me? So I'm going to expand a bit on that. Okay. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, okay, you are of God, little children. Okay. He's talking about people that are born again. All right? Okay. And have overcome them because he who is in the world, in you, is greater than who is in the world. Okay. Now, that's the key element to consider. See, who is in you is greater than who is in the world. That's what I was talking about before. If you are not born again, he is under control. You are in control over you. Okay. So now this is the position you have. Okay, the one that you are greater, you is greater. So you are not afraid of the devil. You don't think that the devil is all powerful like some Christian believes. No, the devil is under your feet. But if you don't know that, and he puts up a show, and he puts up lots of story, then you aren't going to believe, and he's going to push you around. He cannot do that when you take a position, and because there is the power in you to resist it. Are you following me? You see, here it says very clearly that who is in you is greater. So you have to feel greater than he is. If you don't feel greater than you are, then you are under him. You have to tell him what to do. Not just let him tell you. See, I mean, just read... And, you know, I'm not going to go into all the scripture because there are too many. You know, but for example, 2 Corinthians 5 from 16 to 18. Okay. It says it very clearly, you know, that what you are in Christ, all things have become new, all things are of God. So you have to start believing that. Okay. Jesus overcame the devil. You are in Christ now. You are a new creation. That means you are not just human anymore. You are superhuman. I mean, you are human in with free from all the bondages that are in humanity coming from the fallen state. Okay. That put us in a completely different position. And so, okay, in your spirit, when you were born again, God's life, eternal life, came in your spirit and is there today. Okay, the life of Christ, the Holy Spirit, okay, is there inside you. And they are there not just to take a ride. They are there to minister and to empower you and to enable you to do things if you listen to them. But the fact is often many, you know, we are so distracted and not connected with our spirit. And we forget what we actually have. Don't forget what you have. You are a new creation. All things have passed away. Hallelujah. So, but to be able to function that way, you have to be connected with that reality. Consciously connected with that reality. That conscious connection with the spiritual reality within you, with a new spirit, is critical, because what the enemy is trying to do is to distract you from there and put you with the physical circumstances or the wrong thought that you put in your mind. Those are seeds of unbelief. Anything that contradicts with the word of God and you dwell in it produces confusion and unbelief. And when there is unbelief, you are in trouble. Okay. We had to appropriate everything that Jesus has done. Okay. And the way you do it is to transfer it from your spirit that is in to your soul and your mind by believing it. When you believe it, you focus on that. When you believe it, you believe it, I mean, you accept it, you align yourself up the way your soul feels with that, what it says there. And you have to understand whether they're alive and everything else, but evidently, you know. But as you line up with that, what happened, you transfer what you have in your spirit to your soul. And your soul starts grasping and operating in that space, in that dimension. And that from that soul, when it's there and it's filling you up, it's transferred to your body. Are you following me? See, that transfer, okay, is actually what produces faith in your soul. See, what produces a feeling. You know, faith has a feeling with it. The same way as fear has a feeling with it. You know quite likely the feeling of fear, but you should know also the feeling of faith. You know when faith is operating inside you or when unbelief and fear are operating inside you. And you have to make a choice which one you choose and which one you're going to dwell in, and how you stay there is just according to God's direction. We are going to see you have complete freedom to choose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, your supernatural birth put you into a superior winning position with respect to the devil. You have to be realized that. It's not games or not things or not psychological trick you had to do or know anything in the physical. You had to do everything, learn to do everything at the mind level. That's where the battle is. That's where the battle is. Okay. And that's with, you know, when we start taking that position inside ourselves, even if this our physical circumstances do not line up yet, they will. Because that's the first step toward the final solution, toward the manifestation of what you believe, what is in your spirit, what God has created already inside you. Because you receive that when you receive Jesus' work inside you. All the benefits come just in a package. That's why it says, for example, by his stripes, you were healed. It doesn't say, you know, by his stripes, you will be healed. The things is past. Everything is done. Another scripture that is important to help us is 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, 5, and 5. It says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. See, it's the faith. You know, faith, how faith comes? Faith comes by hearing the word of God, by receiving the word of God. It's not just hearing the word of God physically. It's you had to receive it inside yourself. You had to hear it spiritually. So you receive it, you assimilate it, and that produces faith. And when you stay in that, your faith is going to get stronger and stronger. So when you feel weak, when you don't feel faith, you know what to do. You get to the word and you start assimilating it, or start believing it, you start receiving it, you start accepting it, and it's going to produce faith. Maybe depending on how much unbelief, or how many seeds of unbelief the enemy has put on you, or the people around you, or everybody else, you had to overcome that. You are not bound by the physical world. You are a spiritual being. And the spiritual dimension is much more powerful than the physical dimension. Okay, so, okay, you have overcome the world. Okay, and it's done. Okay, so what you have to do, okay, you already got a new spirit. You have overcome. So it's there, it's done. Maybe not physically. Maybe you are not the manifestation yet, but the manifestation is going to come because the spirit has control over the physical, both mental and the physical part. Okay, so what you have to do is simply what you got in your spirit, you have to, you know, get it. You already have, you already got everything you need. You have to just manifest it. And the manifestation comes by itself, not by your work, but by the word power, that is the power that is in the word. Are you still with me? See, this is pretty simple. You don't have to do the work to make it happen. What you have to do, the work, is to be in the right place within yourself. And that is going to do it. And you're going to be in the right place if you connect to the word and submit to it. Praise the Lord. And this is why, you know, for example, the scripture 3 John 2, that says, you know, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. You see, how you prosper and be in health? As your soul prosper. So you had to get your soul to prosper. I mean, if you are born again, your spirit is prospering already. All things are of God. Can't be any more than that. You got all things for life and godliness. Hello? So if you got everything and it's already all there, you know, and it's not in your body yet, then you get it there by simply allowing your soul to prosper, your soul to line up with the word of God so that you manifest it even in the physical. When it's in your soul, give it some time, it's going to come in the physical as well. Praise the Lord. Okay? So plant in yourself the incorruptible seed, which is the word. See, the enemy, if there is any, you see, your problem is not lack of faith. If you have a bit of word in you and you have received a bit of the word, there is faith there. He said, Jesus said that even a grain of mustard seed is enough to move a mountain. Okay. Now, we have to see that a bit later. But the point is, you know, so he's already there. But what you have to do, but the problem is not your lack of faith. The problem is your abundance of unbelief. And that is in everybody because we are continually exposed, bombarded by thought, by things that are contrary to what the Word of God says. Because we are in the world. We have been trained that way. That's what the flesh is. Seeds of unbelief, seeds of lies of the enemy. So what we had to do is to plant lots of seeds of the incorruptible seed, the word of God, inside ourselves so that it's going to take over the lawn. How do you remove the weeds from the lawn? Well, just put lots of seeds there. Okay? And that works really well. It works even spiritually. Okay? So when you do that, When the faith is working inside you, then God, you know, is the one that start operating and producing results. Okay, God gives you the wisdom and the power to overcome. That's the previous part, is what you had to do. You had to go in the Word. You had to choose to believe it. You had to plant the seeds. You had to do the things that are called to you. You had to stop yourself from listening to the devil. Okay, those are the things you do. Then God does the other. He gives you the wisdom, give you the understanding. But we have to understand some things about that too. Okay, how you get the wisdom and the power. See, the way Jesus did it. Okay, Jesus did it with his communion with God. By connecting with God so that there was going to be communication between him and the Father. Okay, John 5:19 says, and Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, either also the Son also does it as well, in the same manner. So you have to be connected with the Holy Spirit, connected with the truth, connected with the Word, making sure that your focus, what you listen to, what you watch, what you connect, is things that are in agreement with the Word of God. Okay? And, you know, not your senses and your flesh and what the world says and everybody else. You have to understand, don't waste your time doing physically things to get spiritual results. If you waste your time, you are not going to get, because John chapter 3 says very clearly, what is born of the flesh is flesh, what is born of the spirit is spirit. So you're not going to get spiritual power by doing physical things. A lot of people think, oh, I had to pray that many hours, I had to do this. It's not the physical thing that you do. It's not how long you do it. You know, not doing things more and more to the guy to get the same result you get before is insane. What works, works. Praise the Lord. You know when things work. Okay. Jesus didn't demonstrate before, you know, made a parade before Pontius Pilate to get their way, his way to think. Didn't work at all that way. Okay. Jesus did not respond to the circumstances, personal, physical, political situation of the time, okay, to change them. He worked on a spiritual level. Okay. How did God, did Jesus do it? He judged things and acted according to the Word. You see, he sent his Word and healed them. So you start applying the Word. How did he do? Acts 10:38. You know, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Okay, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. See, that's it. He was manifesting the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God to bring about healing to the world. That's what also the early church did. Okay, what did the early church do? Did. Okay. He came. Praise the Lord. I don't know if we are going to have the time to cover everything today, but we are going to try. Jesus gave them an instruction very clearly to the early church. See, for example, many places, but Mark chapter 6, verse 15 says very clearly, he said to them, go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and who believeth not shall be damned. And these things, signs, shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpent and drink anything deadly, and will not in any way hurt them. They will lay on the sick and they shall recover. See, this is the way you implement the Jesus instruction. Okay. Then you get the results that he said he will get. Okay, so following verse. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. He has finished his work down here. He hasn't done anything but this for now, for then. And they went out preaching everywhere the word, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. So you see, the signs come, they didn't do anything, but they preached the word. They used the word. They speak the word. The people that heard the word and they receive it, they got the result. They get the impact you want. So that's the way we had to fight the battle. We fight the battle through the word, believing the word, sharing the word, using the word to minister to others. And we can expect simply results. Transfer from the spiritual dimension to the physical dimension. But that's to start with us. Now, this is focusing mostly on what we do ourselves when we work on ourselves. There's another aspect that we are going to talk another time. Okay. So now, you see, that the thing is, this is the battle we have. Okay? And we have to be not strong in our own self, but we had to be spiritually strong. We had to operate spiritually. We had to be spiritually strong. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says very clearly, brethren, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. You see, be strong. There the word is, whatever. Okay, it actually means to empower with spiritual, you know, energy, with spiritual power. To be empowered by God, spiritually. Okay. And that's going to give us strength, power, might. Okay. And see, this is happening only through the word. You have to go to the word and receive it. Okay. And saying, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So you see, the armor is just a spiritual armor. It's not something physical. It's not something that you do physically. It's spiritual understanding, knowledge, and the power associated with the word. Okay, and you have to put it on. And you put it on by believing in the word. See, I'm going to go back there all the time. It's everything has to do with the word. I mean, we should be inside the word, dwell in the word, stay in the word all the time, because that is where the victory comes. And then you're going to be able to stand the wiles of the enemy, the strategies, the tricks that he does, you know, to get us really distracted, tired, confused, fearful, emotional, and so on. You know, all these things are going to be. But we have to remember. Remember what? Remember the position we are in. See, when you are in faith, you know you are in faith. There is a feeling, I said to you, with faith. A feeling that I have it. I can stand that. I can overcome. When you are in unbelief, you don't feel that way. You feel very differently. You feel like when you are fearful, when you are weak. When you feel weak, you know there is something you had to do. Don't stay there. Don't waste your time doing things that don't produce anything else. Learn to receive strength. And you receive strength by going to the word, believing it and receiving it. You have to remember to do that. That is the secret to keep you going. You know, you have to remember that, that the enemy, Satan, comes but to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus came to give you life, and he came to do, and you do is going to do that by sending his word to minister to you, to give us life. Okay? So that is very important. Okay. The enemy, no, the enemy is going to entice you or tries to entice you to deceive you, to make you focus on thoughts that are contrary to the word, planting seed of unbelief. See, what you have to fight against more than anything else is unbelief planted inside you. And this is so easy to do if you are distracted. So easy to do if you are listening to the devil. We have authority to say no, to stop him. Okay? And we have authority. Jesus said in 10:19, Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions," talking about the demon there, "and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any mean hurt you." So you have to believe that. See, the devil has no power over you as a believer unless you give him permission. Against you start listening to his stories. That's the thing. Okay. The truth, okay, is that you have authority over him. Okay. And that you can control what he does. He comes to you to try to deceive you. Okay, the word says, "By stripes you were healed." And he said, "Well, you know, the doctor said you're going to die." Well, you had the choice to do well. I don't care what the doctor says. The word says, I'm healed already. Okay, he's going to say, you know, the word says, you know, you can do all things in Christ to strengthen you. And he said, "Well, you know, you can't do anything in this situation. You're lost." Well, you have to choose who you believe, where you stand. Okay. He can say, you know, "Well, you know, yesterday, you remember what you did? You sinned. You're in trouble." You have to say, "No, wait a minute. I made a mistake. I realized that. I thank Jesus that he paid for my sins and I'm free. He did it before I even did it. Was all done. And praise the Lord, I receive it. I made a mistake." It's just the only thing you have to do is to accept that you made a mistake, that you were wrong. Okay. The word says, "Protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life." And the enemy says, "Oh, wait a minute, you know, you're tired. Maybe, you know, you should have some fun. You should relax. Go and meet your friends, you know." When your friends, and the only thing they do is to make you things mix with the world instead of the world. Or you have to choose who you spend time with. The word is very clear about that. So we have to understand the way it works. He put seeds there contrary to the word of God, an instruction that if you follow, you are in trouble. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus said one thing that we had to remember and we had to really believe. Okay. He said, you know, to him, this case was in a specific situation, but repeated many times, you know, "If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe." Now, the thing is, you can believe. Because you believe by accepting what the word of God, you can believe by making that decision. Okay? So, that's a step that we had to take. That's a step that is going to make the difference. Okay? In James chapter 4, verse 6 says, "But God gives more grace. Therefore," he says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Okay, so that is really the secret. I mean, you know, God gives more grace. Grace is something that we don't deserve. It's a gift to us. We don't get it by works. We don't get it by trying to do the right thing. We get it because he is good and because we exercise our faith. See, everything that we receive by God is by faith. Ephesians 2:8 says very clearly that's the way we are saved. you know, by grace, through faith. As we exercise our faith, then God can do it. Okay. Praise the Lord. Pride is the opposite, okay? Resisting in our own strength is going to be defeating us. Okay. What we have to do is be humble. Humble, as I was explaining before, is nothing else than be submitted to the word. You submit to what the word says rather than being submitted to what the devil says. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, submit to God, the following verse. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So submit, we explained it already. You believe the word of God, resist the devil, okay, is the second step. How do you resist? That's the last step that we have to take. It's not really a step. This is, you know, spiritual position that you have to take. Resisting. Well, there are a couple of scriptures I want to bring up. First of all, okay, the one in James chapter 1, verse 6 and following says, you know, if you doubt, okay, it's like you're like a wave in the sea that is tossed to and fro. And let not that man think that he received anything from the Lord. So the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you cannot be there doubting. So what the devil does is put you seed of doubt inside you, and you are there considering them. Don't consider his thoughts and ideas. Consider what the word of God says. Okay. This is what makes the difference. See, we can see Jesus showing very clearly how to win the battle. Okay. When he was tempted. What did he do when he was tempted? Well, the tempter came and said to her, you know, if you are the Son of God, command this, you know, and putting questions in his mind. He didn't waste any time. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live bread alone, and so on. And he, you know, the devil didn't stop. I mean, he tries once, he tries twice, he tried three times. I mean, he tries all the time. And when he sees that there is maybe a chance to get you. And Jesus instead, you know, all three times was very quick and says, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is the position. How did he win? Through the word. Okay. Well, it's interesting to do what happened. Okay. Each time he's going to try, not he doesn't give up quickly, but you can get him to give up. If you don't hesitate, you have to be quick and stand firm in the position you have. Because if he knows that you are just vacillating, then James chapter 1 becomes into action and says, you know, well, you know, you're vacillating, you are waiting like the wind of the sea, one moment believe it, the next moment you don't believe it. Nothing you're going to get. Praise the Lord. I had to finish this, so I'm going to just continue a bit more. But that, you know, but that's so. What happens when he's for three times resisted? Okay, the devil left him, and behold, angel came and ministered to him. Hallelujah! You know, that's what's going to happen with you. See, the word says, you know, the devil will flee from you. He leaves. Angels come. And are the one that fulfill the word. That's what angel's job is. You don't need to tell them anything. You spoke the word. That's what makes the difference. The word is what they are doing. We are there manifesting. They're their job, not yours. You don't control it. You don't do anything. You just speak the word. The word in itself is enough. Praise the Lord. I'm going to finish with this scripture, which is actually is a summary of everything I said up to now. Okay. It's in Mark chapter 11, verse 22. It says, and Jesus answered and said to them, I have faith in God. Actually, the Greek doesn't say have faith in God. It says the in is not there. That means have faith God. So have the God type of faith. I mean, what is the God's type of faith? God's type of faith, God doesn't doubt what he says. What he says is what he believes. So he's telling us, you see, that's the way you had to be. You had to be believing, and you had to just have eliminated any unbelief from you. Okay? Let me continue here. For assuredly, I say to you, when he says assuredly, that means, you know, he's putting a stamp of guarantee. Okay? He's not, well, maybe, you know, sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it's not going to work. No, he says assuredly, that means this is working. If you do this, doesn't leave any doubt, any wavering, anything. This is fixed. If you are fixed. Let me continue here. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, whoever is including you, isn't it? Okay. Be removed and be cast into the sea. And does not doubt, again, you know, repeating the doubt is off in his heart, but believes that those things which he says shall come to pass, shall be done, he will have whatever he says, assuredly. So, is this, you know, if when you are dealing that way, you can be knowing for sure there is no any, I mean, Jesus' word is in on it. He's not saying, maybe if you do it this way. Are you still with me? It says, therefore, this is therefore comes because of the things he said before. I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, actually, you know, really, the word pray could be just meaning you ask, you know, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So here he's giving the complete formula, if you want. Okay, that we can follow, you know, the instruction that we need. Speak to the mountain, speak to the problem, speak to the enemy, speak to the devil, speak to anything that you are coming against it. You have to speak. It doesn't say speak to God. I have to say it again. I mean, speak to the mountain. The mountain is something that you cannot move. And Jesus is finished to say, you know, you can even move a mountain. So there is not any things that you cannot move if he said that you can move it, if you believe what Jesus said. Now, believe that you receive them without doubting, I said before, and you shall have it. That means victory, that means. Don't you think? So you have to see, you know, if you are struggling with some, if you have some mountain, and sometimes we all have mountains, then are we doing this? Are we standing in our position? Are we solid in faith in what we are believing? And if we are not solid in faith, are we listening to what the word says? Okay, because just reading this final scripture without having understood all the things I said before is not going to work, because we don't have the basis to have the faith to be able to be the faith of God. We have to know the fight that we have, that the enemy, the way the enemy works to defeat us, to confuse us, to distract us. And then we had to take that position and speak to the mountains. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that? That's what the word says. I didn't add anything to what the word says. I just put some scripture together to back up each of the points so that they are together and you know what to do for any situation. Amen? So we're going to pray. First, I'm going to pray. We are going to pray together. And then if there are any mountains that you are struggling with, okay, maybe I can pray with you and for you and help you to take a position that you had to after keep and hold on without taking any seeds of unbelief planted in you that you may not be able to make it. Amen? Okay, so let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word that you sent to me, that I may be free, that I may receive life, that I may have healing, deliverance, freedom, strength, victory on any circumstance in my life. Thank you for what you have done. I take it by faith. I thank you that I am victorious because you are victorious. Thank you that the victory that overcome the world is of my faith. And I come to the word to be filled with your word, with faith, with the ability to defeat the enemy. And I declare victory today in those situations in my life. Take a minute to think about it. In my life, that I can overcome completely through your word. In Jesus' name, according to his direction, I pray right now, amen, and so be it. Amen. So if you want prayer personally, I can do it now. That is not difficult, what God wants us to do. We can do it. We are able to do it. And we can succeed. Because Jesus said, we can. Whoever do these things shall have whatever he says. So from the moment after I pray for you, any areas, what you have to do is to sit us, not asking God anymore, but to speak to the situation, to what is there, to the mountain to be removed, and believe. And when you don't have faith, when the circumstances and what people around you or whatever comes to you and the enemy tries to plant a seed there, you had to say no and resist him and use the word the way Jesus did to counteract him. See, that's the way you are going to push him off without wavering. When you waver, you lose ground. When you believe, you gain ground. Are you with me? All right, praise the Lord. Okay.